Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
The Markman Business Forum believe they've reached an impasse in negotiations with the municipality and the Kucha Development Corporation as far as negotiations go to address their proposals for what they see are attempts to stem the deep decline of infrastructure in Markman and also across the bay. Markman Business Forum spokesperson Graham Taylor joining us now on Behind the Herald Headlines. Graham, I sense some frustration in the press release that I've seen. What's going on?
Most definitely, Darren, and firstly, thank you very much for having us. Well, you know, this impasse has been going on for close on 4 years now. The Markman Business Forum, since about 2020, has been consistently engaging with the CDC and the municipality to gain access to the public road of Neptune Road. We've been shunted from pillar to post, and the can is being kicked down the road continually. We pushed the issue in June of this year, where we held in absolute frustration a public protest on the boundary between Markman Township and Neptune Road, which is a public road. That made the front page of the Herald. We expected a response. We got a response, and we got promises of a meeting. That meeting took place on a month to arrange. And when we got into that meeting, firstly, the Kucha Development Corporation wanted to dictate who precisely actually attended, which we accepted. When we got to that meeting, the Kucha Development Corporation was insistent that the question of the access to the public road on a permanent basis was completely off the agenda and off the table. That was unacceptable to us, Darren. And the most important thing is the extortive attempts to actually get 1.4 million rand out of a small industrial township for the use of a public road for a period of 3 months.
If we could just rewind and catch up for folk who don't know the details of the story, why are you having this dispute with Kucha regarding access to a road? Is it their road? Is it a public road? If it is a public road, they surely don't have the right to block access to it. Why do they believe they have the rights to this particular road that you're not being allowed to use?
Well, Darren, that cuts to the nub of the issue. When the Kucha SEZ was first established in 2004, it was established through what they call a zoning scheme for a special economic zone. That zoning scheme makes provision for a development framework plan and a services agreement between the municipality and the Kucha Development Corporation. That documentation is very clear and very emphatic in identifying that as a public road. The Kucha Development Corporation is adamant that that road belongs to them, and they've been attempting to sell that road to Transnet, and they are attempting to get money out of the Mandela Bay municipality to actually maintain that road in the longer term.
Sorry for interrupting, Graham. The obvious question to me is getting a legal opinion on this. I'm sure you would have thought of that. Why would that not resolve the issue?
Well, Darren, I think this is where the sense of frustration is, that we've got the legal opinion. We've taken it through our legal channels, and they have verified that we are correct in our interpretation. We have submitted all the documentation to the Kucha Development Corporation. We've submitted it to the municipality. We've submitted it to the parent document bodies of the DTRC. The response has been that they will organise a meeting. Darren, we have given them now close on 2 months to actually organise that meeting, and there's an agreement that that meeting would include Transnet, Kucha, the Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality, and also the Minerals Council to get to the bottom of this. We are very adamant that this is a contravention of the zoning scheme for the Kucha SEZ, and therefore they are in contravention of the legislation.
Is getting a court order out of the question, Graham?
Darren, you know, we obviously, we business people, I represent business people and we want to be reasonable in our approach. We also very cost sensitive, and we're very aware of this tendency towards vexatious litigation that lands up in the court forever and a day. So we've been trying to exhaust all the available opportunity to actually engage sensibly around this.
Okay.
I think it's reached the point now where we cannot wait any longer. So what we have done is we're embarking upon a threefold strategy in terms of addressing it. The first strategy is really the public outcry and to bring it to the attention of the people of Nelson Mandela Bay, precisely what is happening here. We must remember that for close on 25 years, there were three state entities which were specifically tasked to do three simple things. And it was move the manganese, move the tank from the port to Port Elizabeth, and establish a waterfront within the port to Port Elizabeth. All three of those, we've had dismal failures. We have manganese all over the city, except within the very institution which was established for that purpose in the first place, i.e. the Kocha SEZ. The proposals of the Markman Business Forum are very clear, and they are very doable, and they can take 90% of the manganese that is on public residential roads onto roads which are purposely built for that purpose with public money over the last 25 years at a cost of about 50 billion rand in total. This is not over-exaggeration or elaboration for us. These are the facts, Darren, and we are willing to take these facts to any platform and argue the matter. We are actually, as part of this public outcry, taking it to the actual public on the 14th of September, where we will convene a meeting of civil society organizations and explain these facts to them step by step, like we have explained it to our legal counsel. The second step that we've taken is actually to appeal to the constitutional entities which have been established to protect the public against this type of malpractice. And that is a process which is now unfolding, and we are submitting that to the relevant authorities over the next week or so. The third step is the one we really don't want to take, and that's the urgent court order, because we're very sensitive to this tendency towards vexatious litigation. And we want to avoid those costs to business, because ultimately it's a cost to the economy as well.
Could we just focus on Markman Township itself? Infrastructure, I think anyone who's been there would agree, is in an absolute state of decay. The roads in some places don't exist anymore. Why will your proposals improve the situation as it currently is? And is there not a danger that your proposals are just going to cause the problems that we currently have in Markman moving somewhere else, basically making it bigger?
Darren, I think it's a very logical solution. All role players agree. The municipality, the businesses within Markman, the manganese, the non-manganese operators all agree that this is a logical solution. It's actually contained within the municipal policy frameworks themselves. How it will work is that the Addo Road, which is adjacent to Wells Estate and the heavy use of one of the largest residential areas in the city, the manganese traffic will be moved off of Addo Road directly onto Neptune Road, which is to the north. Neptune Road is a six-lane highway that goes directly onto the N2 and into the port of Mocha. That six-lane highway was specifically built for industrial traffic. Anybody who puts forward the argument that, you know, you're damaging the road, for goodness sake, Darren, it's an industrial road. That's what it was built for. And it's not being used for that purpose. And as any roads engineer will tell you, when roads are constructed to a certain standard for traffic, and it doesn't receive that traffic, the road degrades over time. And that's precisely what's happened on Neptune Road. You can go down Neptune Road, you can see our street lights are being sawn down, and you can see how the infrastructure is actually degraded because it's underutilized. We are proposing a solution here that can drop 90% of that manganese traffic off the public residential roads. And on top of that, we estimate a 70% increase in terms of logistical efficiencies for the Port of Nuka. The Port of Nuka, incidentally, the World Bank rates that port as the second worst container port in the world. I know the Transnet disputes that, but the facts are there for all to see, and it's an objective measure. We're proposing to go into partnership with government, with civil society, to find a solution to the problems that this city has in terms of the non-performance in respect of the manganese. But it's also non-performance in respect of logistical inefficiencies. We are deeply concerned about the cost of to the public in terms of increases in terms of fuel that the public is having to bear as a result of tank farms that have not been established, Kucha, that are still polluting the bay in Algoa Bay and have to be road hauled from Mossel Bay and East London. The costs of those additional costs are being borne by us, the taxpayer, the road user, by business. And we are demanding solutions to this. And I think it's a bit way beyond time that people spoke out and pointed this out very emphatically, and that we move forward collectively and find these solutions. It's simply not good enough to talk about collaboration and not practice it. And that's all we're asking. And we're pleading to the municipality, we're pleading to the statutory authorities, please convene the meeting with the correct role players.
In your negotiations with the municipality so far, what's their attitude towards the issue being, as you read it?
Well, Darren, you know, this isn't... our first engagements with the municipality were a year ago, and the municipal manager undertook to convene a session with Transnet and CDC and the Mockman Business Forum. It's more than a year later, and that has not taken place. Our very mayor, Gary Fanica, called the situation faced by Mockman as the second worst disaster after what happened, the shootings in the northern areas. Those were his words in November of last year. Still no meeting. To his credit, the new municipal manager or acting municipal manager has been trying to convene this meeting with the parties. But our sense is that some of the parties are kicking the can down the road and simply do not want to meet with us, because the truth we talk is the truth that's uncomfortable.
Thanks very much, Graham. We do appreciate you chatting with us on Behind the Herald Headlines today. We have reached out to the acting city manager, Mr. Mandla George, for comment. He referred us to Metro spokesperson Sitembiso Soyaya, who in turn referred us to a statement he had given to the Herald earlier this week, in which he said that officials were deeply concerned about the state of infrastructure in the city. He said the misuse of roads by heavy trucks not designated for such traffic worsens the deterioration of our infrastructure. This issue is critical as it impacts not only the safety and efficiency of our transportation network, but also the economic vitality of the region. We are committed to working with all stakeholders to address this challenge through stringent enforcement of traffic regulations and strategic infrastructure investments to ensure sustainable urban development. He went on to say that the Metro appreciated the proactive approach taken by the Markman Business Forum in proposing the opening of the Ranger Neptune Road link. This initiative aligns, he said, with our goals of improving connectivity and reducing traffic. We believe such collaborations are essential for the holistic development of our city. The Metro will continue to work with all stakeholders to review all the proposals in detail to ensure they meet all regulatory and safety standards before proceeding. He said the Metro acknowledged the importance of collaboration with key stakeholders such as the CDC and the Markman Business Forum. While a formal meeting has not yet been convened, he said, we are in the process of scheduling one. We understand the urgency and significance of this dialogue and are working to finalize a date that accommodates all. We anticipate this meeting will take place within the next few weeks. Those were the words of the Metro spokesperson, Sitembiso Soyaya. In response to an invitation to join us on Behind the Herald Headlines podcast today, Dr. Ayanda Vilakazi, the unit head of marketing, brand and communications at Kuka, preferred to give us a written response which read as follows. It must be pointed out clearly that the Kuka SEZ is neither responsible for nor the custodian of the infrastructure in the Nelson Mandela Bay Metro. Kuka, like other stakeholders involved, is fully committed to working with the Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality to find sustainable solutions for the Markman Industrial Development Area. In July, Kuka representatives met with the business representatives from the Markman Industrial Area, including officials from NMBM, to discuss the infrastructure-related issues and concerns. Kuka is on an aggressive investment promotion and attraction campaign globally to grow the number of investments in the Kuka SEZ. The Markman Industrial Area development requires an integrated solution by the Metro, as it is not limited to the opening of the Ranger Road into Neptune Road. Kuka conducted its own on-site inspection and visited the Markman area in July 2024 and thereafter responded to the business representatives from the Markman industrial area who attended the meeting in July 2024. Over and above this year Kuka has participated together with other stakeholders in government in several engagement sessions regarding the development of the Markman industrial area, an engagement which was also attended by business representatives from the Markman industrial area. It was accepted by all parties, including business representatives from the Markman Industrial Area, that the solution for the Markman Industrial Area requires an integrated approach. Therefore, key stakeholders have been identified by the Metro to develop an integrated solution. As far as we know, a follow-up meeting will be held in mid-September 2024 to discuss short-term actions and long-term sustainable solutions. As one of the stakeholders operating in the NMBM, Kuka will participate actively together with other stakeholders in the ongoing processes regarding the Markman Industrial Area development. That's the response from Dr. Ayanda Vilakazi, Unit Head of Marketing, Brand and Communications at the Kuka Development Corporation.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.